Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to your voice note review of Manchester United 1, Chelsea 1. An underwhelming day for the Blues, failing to take advantage of teams around them, dropping points and securing a place in the top four after Spurs beat Villa, and obviously Arsenal and City both dropped points. A huge potential opportunity missed, all thanks to some very, very poor goalkeeping again from Robert Sanchez, who gave away another penalty, which Bruno Fernandes swiftly converted. However, the day was saved by a fantastic performance from Moises Caicedo, and you're going to get the numbers on him later from Tom, after an amazing day out for the Ecuadorian, securing man of the match after what can only be described as an Essien-esque, that's right, I went that far, volley on the edge of the box later in the second half. But overall, an underwhelming day for the Blues. I'm going to hand you over to the boys and Enzo Maresca for their thoughts on the game.
So a feeling of drop points today, I think. The opportunity was there, I think, for Chelsea to do more at Old Trafford and finally break this long curse of not winning there. But I want to focus, of course, about the man in the moment, the man who scored an absolute rocket, Moises Caicedo. Absolutely astonishing goal, and I think performance again. I mean, it's just incredible how quickly the narrative or perception of him amongst Chelsea supporters and just the reality of his performances have changed. I think so exciting to see him and Lavia start to form a partnership. But I just thought again today, just seeing the way Caicedo kind of is a bit of a chameleon in there. He can win the ball, he can be aggressive, and he can also create opportunities. We know there's a creative spark and a good ability to distribute the ball. And I just think he makes such a difference in there. And of course, saved our blushes a bit here with an astonishing volley, one of the best we're going to see all season, and made some key interceptions as well. I'm excited to see where Caicedo can go, because I think he really deserves all the credit, because I think arguably behind Cole Palmer, obviously, who is going to get all the plaudits, I think he's been Chelsea's best player so far this season in terms of consistent performances.
Dan waxing lyrical there about the Ecuadorian midfielder, Moises Caicedo. And I think it's only fair we hear the similar stuff from the manager.
Since we arrived, Moy is doing fantastic. I said during the week, the problem with Moy, with Denso, with these kind of players, is because the club pay them big money, so people expect always to be the best, but at the end, they are players, they are human beings, so it's normal to have a little bit up and down. But Moy, since we arrived, is improving a lot. We are trying to spend time with him, with all the rest also, to improve them. And I think Moy is showing how good he is. I think I have one of the best squad in the Premier League, no doubt about this. And Moy belonged to the squad. The first thing I said to the club when I met the club is that I was in love with the squad, because I think this squad is very good. So for me, we are one of the best squad in the Premier League. I said many times that the talent is not enough. We need to build more things, but we are in the right direction.
Big words from Enzo Maresca there about the Chelsea squad. So can they push on for Champions League football this season? Obviously, let us know on all our social media platforms, at the Chelsea Echo on Twitter, and of course at the Chelsea Echo _ on Instagram. But now we've obviously heard from the manager about Moises Caicedo and Dan, but now you've got to get the numbers. Here's Tom with the stats about Moises Caicedo.
Well then, it's a decent point. Our record goes on of not winning at Old Trafford for 11 years. However, let's talk about one man and one man only. That is Moises Caicedo. Obviously scored the goal, got player of the match. An excellent goal it was as well. Just 0.04 XG for those XG-defiles out there. Caicedo today was brilliant. 84% pass completion. Doesn't sound that high, but for a player in his position, it is quite high. He had 61 touches. He was constantly getting in the right areas, and he won the ball back several times. Caused significant problems, and obviously scored an important goal. Some people were getting a bit carried away yesterday when, you know, Chelsea was sort of, you know, when Arsenal drop points and City drop points, and at one point Liverpool dropping points. But Chelsea are not title contenders yet. We hopefully will be top four contenders. So a point away at Old Trafford is a very good result, and Moises Caicedo was the reason for it today.
Well, guys, that's everything from the Chelsea Echo after 1-1 draw at Old Trafford. Obviously, that is our quick review, but if you want to hear a more extensive one, make sure you check out Final Score with the Score, which wasn't with the Score this week, actually. It was with me. I was host of the post-game show today. Lots of chat about Robert Sanchez, Moises Caicedo. We had Rahman Osman join us as well on the show, so make sure you check that out because we talk a lot about Chelsea from a journalist perspective as well. But if you have enjoyed the show, please give it a 5-star review, because if you haven't done that yet and you're not new around here, what are you doing? Also, tell your mate, tell your nan, tell your hamster. I've got a dog right next to me, so I'm going to tell him all about the Chelsea Echo. Not like he doesn't know what I was talking about already. Hey, Rudy. Oh, guys, I'll see you later. Ta-da.